American Language Course, Volume 2300, Page 2301C. Hello. How are you today? Good. Open your tape support material book to the material for tape 2301C. You'll need a pen or pencil also. Look at figure 1. Have you found it? You see two columns, one marked snack bars and the other marked newspapers. You will hear a sentence. If the sentence is about snack bars, mark A, the snack bars column. If it is about newspapers, mark B, the newspapers column. Ready? Look at number 1. Let's go through it as an example. Don't repeat, just listen. Number 1. I like to eat pie with ice cream on it. It's called pie a la mode. Okay, is this sentence about snack bars or about newspapers? It's about snack bars. So next to number 1, A, the snack bars column, has been marked. Now listen to the rest of the sentences and mark them the way number 1 has been marked. When you finish, I'll give you the answers so you can check your work. Listen carefully, and remember to mark A if the sentence is about snack bars, and B if it is about newspapers. Listen. Number 2. She will serve us if we ask her. Number 3. They deliver it to me daily. Number 4. When we finish, I'll ask her for the check. Number 5. The best place to buy one is at a newsstand. Number 6. I'm getting used to American food now. Number 7. His favorite food is dessert. He really likes it. Number 8. The most important articles are on the front page. Number 9. They make most of their money through advertising. Number 10. Let's take a look at the recipes in the women's section. There's a good one for apple pie. Okay, now let's check what you did. Mark an X by the ones you didn't get correct. We did number 1 together. It was A. For number 2, you should have marked A. I said, she will serve us if we ask her. You are usually served in a snack bar. Number 3 should be marked B. I said, they deliver it to me daily. Newspapers are delivered daily. The answer to number 4 is A. The sentence was, when we finish, I'll ask for the check. Of course, you ask for a check in a snack bar. Number 5 is B. I said, the best place to buy one is at a newsstand. You buy a newspaper at a newsstand. Number 6 is A. I said, I'm getting used to American food now. A snack bar is a good place to get used to American food. Number 7 is also A. The sentence was, His favorite food is dessert. He really likes it. Dessert is something you can eat in a snack bar. For number 8, you should have marked B. And number 9, also B. In number 8, I said, the most important articles are on the front page. In number 9, the sentence was, they make most of their money through advertising. The words articles, front page, and advertising tell you that I was talking about newspapers. And the answer to the last one, number 10, is B. That was a little tricky, wasn't it? Listen to the sentences again. Let's take a look at the recipes in the women's section. There's a good one for apple pie. You find a recipe for apple pie in the women's section of the newspaper. Did you get them all correct? I certainly hope so. Write down the number you got correct at the right. Now look at figure 2. Here are some important words about newspapers. Repeat these words and phrases after me. Are you ready? Listen and repeat. Published. News is published. Comment. Comment favorably. Oppose. Oppose a bill. Support. Support a person for president. Subscription. Subscription to a newspaper. Editorial. Editorial opinion. Source. Source of income. Objectively. Give the news objectively. Fashions. Men and women like fashions. Did you repeat all of these words and phrases? And did you pronounce them correctly? What about objectively? Did you pronounce it as 4 syllables? Objectively? Good. Now look at figure 3. You see 9 sentences with 1 word missing from each sentence. Listen carefully. As I read each sentence to you, listen carefully and write the missing word in each blank. You don't need to repeat. Okay, let's begin. Listen and write the word. Number 1 has already been done as an example. Number 1. It's not a good bill. I'm going to oppose it. Do you see the word oppose in the blank space in sentence 1? Okay. Now let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Remember, listen and write the missing words in the blank spaces. Number 2. He's a good man. I'm going to support him for president. Number 3. Men and women like to dress well. They like fashions. Number 4. The only way they can make money is from the food they sell. The food is their only source of income. Number 5. If it is about something important, the local news is published on the first page. Number 6. I like that newspaper. It has no opinions, only the facts. It gives the news objectively. Number 7. You ought to buy a subscription to that newspaper. Number 8. The newspaper says he's the best man for president. I don't agree, but that's the newspaper's editorial opinion. Number 9. On the editorial page, they say good things about that woman. They comment favorably about her. Are you finished? That was easy, wasn't it? You had seen all the words before in Figure 2 and repeated them. Now let's check and see how many you got correct in this figure. Mark the ones that are wrong so that you can compare them with the phrases in Figure 2 later. Number 1, we've already done together. For number 2, you should have written support. Support. For number 3, you should have written fashions. Fashions. For number 4, you should have written source. Source.
The missing word in number 5 is published. Published.
In number 6, the missing word is objectively. Objectively. For number 7, you should have written subscription. Subscription. For number 8, you should have written editorial. Editorial. And for the last one, number 9, the missing word is comment. Comment. How many did you get correct? I hope all of them. Again, write down the number you got correct at the right. Next, look at Figure 4. You see 6 pairs of sentences marked A and B. You will hear a statement on tape. Choose the sentence A or B from Figure 4, which goes with the sentence you hear. Let's do the first one as an example. Ready? Figure 4, number 1. Circle A or B. Have you read the funnies? The question was, have you read the funnies? Do you see a circle around the answer B? No, there were no comics. Good. Now that you've got the idea, let's do the rest. Remember to circle A or B. Number 2. Human interest stories are appealing to me. What about you? Number 3. You understand the problem, don't you? Number 4. Who gets the apple? Number 5. Let's have a snack. Number 6. Did you read the account of the party? That was the last one. Now let's go back and check to see how well you did. If you miss any, be sure to mark them wrong, okay? Number 1, we did together. The correct answer for number 2 is A. I said, human interest stories are appealing to me. What about you? When things are appealing to you, you like them. Number 3 is B. The original question was, you understand the problem, don't you? If you answer, I see, it means that you understand. Number four is A. When the waiter asks, who gets the apple? He wants to know who he should serve the apple to. Number five is also A. I said, let's have a snack. A snack is something to eat. And the last one, number six, is B. The question was, did you read the account of the party? To read an account of a party means to read a story or a report about the party. How did you do? Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Write down the number correct at the right. Now, let's go on to figure 5. You see 9 groups of 3 words or phrases each. I'm going to read a sentence to you, but I am not going to finish the sentence. Look at number 1 and listen carefully, okay? Number 1. If you like something, your comments about it will probably be... Look at the 3 choices in number 1. Which word, A, B, or C, is the best ending for the sentence you just heard? That's right. B, favorable. If you like something, your comments will be favorable. You should circle B. Now, let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Listen carefully. And then circle the one letter, A, B, or C, in front of the word or phrase which best completes the sentence. Number 2. Sports, amusements, and women's news are all special. Number 3. If you think a man would be a good president, you should... Number 4. Newsstand sales, advertising, and subscriptions are a newspaper's 3. Number 5. A reporter writes mostly. Number 6. News stories should... Number 7. There is a table between the seats in a... Number 8. Newspaper and magazine pages are divided into... Number 9. All the large stores in a city advertise regularly in the... All right. Let's check and see how you did. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. Remember, number 1 was B, favorable. Number 2 is C, features. Sports, amusements, and women's news are all special features. Number 3 is B, support him. If you think a man would be a good president, you should support him. In number 4, the answer is C. Newsstand sales, advertising, and subscriptions are a newspaper's 3 sources of money. 5 is A. Articles. A reporter writes mostly articles. The next one, number 6, is B. News stories should give an objective account of the news. The answer to number 7 is also B, booth. There is a table between the seats in a booth. Number 8 is A. Newspaper and magazine pages are divided into columns. And the last one, number 9, is C. All the stores in a large city advertise regularly in the newspaper. That wasn't too difficult, was it? I hope you got them all correct. Write the number correct at the right. Now turn to the evaluation exercise for this unit. Read the instructions carefully. If you have any questions, ask your instructor for help. Your instructor will check your work when you finish. Well, I'll be talking to you again. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2301C.